You're in Beit Lechem, Beit Zahor right now, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about the situation that exists right now?
We got news that the tanks, Israeli tanks, are on the northern side of the northern entrance of Bethlehem, on the checkpoint between Rachel's Tomb and Jerusalem. And this is now, recently, and this is like a new thing, so people are expecting an incursion in the area at any time, especially that already there are Israeli army tanks and jeeps already in Beit Jela. So everybody now is expecting an incursion, and we have a group of internationals staying in Bethlehem, especially in the refugee camps in Bethlehem area, in all the three refugee camps in Bethlehem area.
Do you know approximately how many tanks are being massed around Bethlehem?
People said between 30 and 35. They are not in Bethlehem yet, but they are around.
But you have electricity and everything is still functioning.
Still, everything is functioning as it used to be, but we don't know how things will be soon. Now, this morning there was a solidarity march that internationals also joined in Beit Zahor, a solidarity march with President Arafat. It was just inside the town of Beit Zahor, from the people of Beit Zahor. They are trying to provide protection for the Palestinians from the Israeli army by being in their houses, so they won't shell them, or trying to accompany ambulances and medics, because medics also has been shot at and some has been injured in different areas in the West Bank and Gaza. So they're trying to join these ambulances and also be with the people, try to break the siege, and in case there will be a need for medicine or any food or materials for, you know, water or whatever, they will be ready to provide it for people or send it from somewhere to another.
There's a lot of people around the world who can't make it into Palestine.
Yeah.
What type of actions should these people be doing that feel solidarity with the Palestinians?
We have seen some demonstrations in different European countries, and we urge people to continue putting pressure on their governments, so their governments will put pressure on Israel to stop their attacks. Although there was a UN resolution to pull out from Ramallah, but Israel still continuing their aggression against the Palestinian people in Ramallah especially. And this is because there is a green light from the American administration, and that they are describing these attacks as self-defense. I don't want to place, you know, judgments or like whatever on that. Everybody knows what Palestinians, how Palestinians feel about the continuous, unconditional American support for Israel. Mm-hmm. It's clear for everyone.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.